بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاطر السماوات والأرض جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا ومن الأنعام أزواجا يذرأكم فيه ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
Verse number 11. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the creator of the earth without any precedent. He made for you from amongst your own kind spouses. He also made for you pairs of camels, cattle, and sheep, so that they can multiply for your sake. He creates you through the spouses that he made for you by your marrying one another. He provides livelihood for you through the cattle that he made for you from their meat and milk. Nothing of his creation resembles him. He is the one who hears the statements of his servants, the one who sees their actions. Nothing of that escapes him, and he will recompense them for their actions. If good, then with good, and if evil, then with bad.
له مقاليد السماوات والأرض يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه بكل شيء عليم.
Verse number 12. To him alone belongs the key to the treasures of the heavens and the earth. He expands provision for whoever of his servants he wills, as a test to see whether they are grateful or not. He narrows it for whoever of his servants he wills, as a trial to see whether they are patient or become angry with Allah's decree. He has knowledge of all things. Nothing in which lies the interests of his servants is hidden from him.
شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب.
Verse number 13. He has ordained for you religious matters, similar to what I instructed Nuh to convey and act on, and what I have revealed to you, O Messenger. He has ordained for you similar to what I instructed Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa to convey and act on. The gist of this is, uphold the religion and leave out division therein. What you call the idolatrous to words, such as the declaring the oneness of Allah and leaving out the worship of others besides Him, is difficult for them. Allah chooses whichever of His servants He wills, and guides them to His worship and obedience, and He guides to Him those of them who return to Him by repenting from their sins.
وَمَا تَفَرَّقُوا إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك إلى أجل مسمى لقضي بينهم وإن الذين أورثوا الكتاب من بعدهم لفي شك منه مريب.
Verse number 14. The disbelievers and the idolaters only became divided after the proof for the mission of Muhammad, peace be upon him, to them was established. Their division was only on account of rivalry and oppression. Were it not for what had already been in Allah's knowledge, that the punishment will be postponed from them until a time determined in His knowledge, which is the day of resurrection, Allah would have decided between them and punished them quickly on account of their rejection of Allah and denial of His messengers. Those Jews who were made to inherit the Torah and those Christians who were made to inherit the Injil after their predecessors and these idolaters are in doubt about and deny this Quran which Muhammad, peace be upon him, has brought.
فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَادْعُ وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا الله من كتاب وأمرت لأعدل بينكم الله ربنا وربكم لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم لا حجة بيننا وبينكم الله يجمع بيننا وإليه المصير.
Verse number 15. Call to this upright religion and remain firm on it as Allah has instructed you. Do not follow their false desires and say them when disputing with them, I have faith in Allah and in the scriptures which Allah sends down to His messengers. Allah has instructed me to judge between you with justice. Allah, the one whom I worship, is both our Lord and your Lord. We have our deeds, whether good or bad, and you have your deeds, whether good or bad. There is no quarrel between us after the evidence is apparent and the path is clear. Allah will bring us all together, and to Him is the return on the day of resurrection. He will then recompense each one as he deserves, and then it will become clear who is the true and who is the false, and who is the right and who is the wrong. Beneficial points. 1. The religion of the prophets in their fundamentals is one religion. 2. The importance of unity in speech and the danger of disagreement therein. 3. Some of the components for their success of calling to Allah are validity of principle, steadfastness on it, avoiding the following of desires, justice, focusing on common ground, leaving out futile debate, and reminding of the common end.
وَالَّذِينَ يُحَاجُّونَ فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا اسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ حُجَّتُهُمْ دَاحِضَةٌ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ.
Verse number 16. Those who quarrel with invalid arguments about this religion sent down to Muhammad, peace be upon him, after people have responded to his call due to the strength of its proof and have entered into it, the argument of these people who quarrel is void and holds no weight by their Lord and by the believers. It has no effect. On them is Allah's anger due to their disbelief and rejection of the truth, and they will have a severe punishment that awaits them on the day of resurrection. After Allah explained the invalidity of the arguments of the disbeliever, He explained the origin of the valid arguments used by the Muslim, which is the Quran in the verse.
Allah الذي أنزل الكتاب بالحق والميزان وما يدريك لعل الساعة قريب.
Verse number 17. Allah is the one who sent down the Quran with the truth, in which there is no doubt. In it, he commanded with justice, so that people judge by it. The hour that these people deny may be close, and it is known that everything that is coming is close.
يَسْتَعْجِلُ بِهَا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مُشْفِقُونَ مِنْهَا وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهَا الْحَقُّ أَلَا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُمَارُونَ فِي السَّاعَةِ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ.
Verse number 18. Those who do not believe in it seek to hasten it, because they do not believe in reckoning, reward or punishment. But those who have faith in Allah are fearful of it, because they do not know their fate after it, and they certainly know it to be the truth in which there is no doubt. Indeed, those who dispute about the hour and the doubt its occurrence are in error that is far from the truth.
الله لطيف بعباده يرزق من يشاء وهو القوي العزيز.
Verse number 19. Allah is kind towards His servants. He provides for whoever He wills and expands their provision, and He narrows it for whoever He wills out of mercy for them. Even though it may appear otherwise, He is the strong, whom no one can overpower, and the mighty, who takes retribution from His enemies.
من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب.
Verse number 20. Whoever wants the rewards of the afterlife and works for it, I will multiply his reward for him, by multiplying the reward of a good deed by 10 times, up to 700 times or even more. Whoever wants the world alone, I will give him his allotted share in it, and he will not have any share in the afterlife as he preferred the world over it.
أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةُ الْفَصْلِ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
Verse number 21. Or do these idolaters have deities besides Allah, who have ordained for them religious matters that Allah did not authorize them to ordain, such as ascribing partners to Allah, declaring unlawful what He made lawful, and declaring lawful what He made unlawful? Had it not been for the fixed time that Allah had set to decide between those who differ, and that He will postpone them until such time, He would have decided between them. Those who wrong themselves by ascribing partners to Allah and committing sins will have a painful punishment that awaits them on the day of resurrection.
تَرَى الظَّالِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا وَهُوَ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصالحات في روضات الجنات لهم ما يشاءون عند ربهم ذلك هو الفضل الكبير.
Verse number 22. You, O Messenger, will see those who wrong themselves by ascribing partners to Allah and committing sins, fearful of the punishment because of the wrongdoing they did. The punishment will inevitably fall on them. Their mere fear, that is devoid of repentance, will not be of any use to them. Those who have faith in Allah and His messengers and do righteous actions will be in contrast to them. They will be enjoying luxury in gardens of paradise. They will have whatever type of endless bliss they wish for by their Lord. That is the great bounty which no other bounty can come close to. Beneficial points. 1. The fear of a believer for the terrors of the day of resurrection assists in his preparation for it. 2. Allah's grace to his servants is apparent. 3. The danger of giving preference to the world over the hereafter.